This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Monday evening, Missouri lawmakers held a hearing over House Bill 1372. If passed, the legislation would require a change to a person's birth certificate when they want to change their gender on driver's licenses. Tuesday, House members will discuss Senate Bill 10, which would permanently ban trans youth from playing school sports in accordance with their gender identity. It would also prohibit youth gender-affirming surgeries. And then Wednesday in the state Senate, lawmakers will hear a bill seeking to ban all transgender Missourians from using public bathrooms of their choice.
Yeah, that's KMOV reporting on the day of action that's going on in Jeff City today when, I guess, progressive groups that are opposed to all those ideas will show up in force, supposedly, down at the state capitol. We got former Senator John Lamping on the line this morning. John, how are you?
I'm doing well. Mark, Kim, nice to be with you both this morning.
Yeah, great to have you, John. You know, I'm hearing, I don't know what you're hearing, I'm hearing different reports from people in Jeff City who have been impressed with what they referred to me as a different Cindy O'Loughlin than the one they experienced a year ago with Caleb Rowden. Now, they do appear to be moving some legislation forward down there, and that makes me happy.
Well, there's a lot of slapping in the back. You know, the word out of Jeff City is that things are getting done unlike ever before. But what are they doing that actually is for the better? I would suggest that the bill that has passed is going to have the biggest impact on all of us is what we discussed last week, which is the Ameren utility bill, which allows for all construction work in progress that's not producing energy for us to bear the cost of that. It's going to have a dramatic impact on our monthly bills. So yeah, Jefferson City, what is Jefferson City institutionally? Meaning special interests working through their lobbyists to enact legislation. That legislation is actually passing this year for the first time in a very long time. And I would say it's very much for the worse. So, you know, we've got 7 weeks to go in session and no big things are going to happen that haven't already happened so far. And the biggest thing I suggested to you is the utility bill, which is a big negative. And then we're going to have a week this week. It's all about, you know, transgenderism and people in sports, and that'll just take away from the fact that the big things that can change Missouri, those bills aren't moving. You know, it's obvious the governor has suggested he wants to eliminate the income tax. And as you saw last week, Mississippi, in fact, did eliminate the income tax. But I think the probability of that happening this session is almost zero. And then when the federal government passes their budget in September and they change the rules around Medicaid reimbursement, you're going to see that the federal dollars for Medicaid are going to be a lot less going forward, and the state's going to have to pick up the slack, which means that their budget's going to take a big hit. So, you know, the idea that things are getting done and the president of the Senate is a different person and it's a wonderful place, that's only if you ask somebody from Jefferson City or a lobbyist or a special interest. I would suggest that the people in Missouri are no better off and probably worse off for having had this session exist so far.
I was sad to see that the Planned Parenthood in Chester, or not Chesterfield, in the Central West End, rather, has resumed abortions. And I guess a couple things on that. It sounds like they're doing surgical abortions. They applied, they submitted some sort of paperwork to try to do medication abortions, and the state denied that request. Are you aware of any update with all of that? Because I know that lawmakers were trying to get something passed and get it on the ballot as soon as possible. And then, Mark, I think you were saying this morning, it's sounding like, no, that might not happen until, what was it, 2026?
That was on Amendment 3, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Missouri is doing all it can to kind of slow down the implementation of abortion expansion. But at the end of the day, the ballot initiative passed. It's a constitutional change. And after a series of court cases, all of these types of abortion will exist in Missouri probably by the end of this year. I think the cases will be won. The amendment, what's happening right now in Jefferson City is that a constitutional amendment proposal is working its way through the legislature that would put that question back on the ballot in 2026. And the question would be, should you allow, would eliminate abortion except for, you know, the life of the mother and kind of all the exceptions, rape, incest, the things that a lot of people think that it's fine to have an abortion. So, but that won't be until the 2026 election, and that won't so that it wouldn't go into effect until 2027. And so in the meantime, abortion is going to happen in Missouri. And, you know, that's another that ballot initiative will be something that the Democrats will filibuster that ballot initiative to such a degree that it'll require the Senate to shut down in order to pass it as a parliamentary procedure called the previous question, which would stop the debate. So, you know, we have 7 weeks to go, and that's still, if that was the priority, then that should have been brought forward. My guess is that we'll probably end the session with the Democrats filibustering that amendment proposal. But again, the big ideas that they could be moving down there aren't moving. But don't, you know, if you ask any of them, they'll all tell you it's been wonderful and that we're all better off. And I would suggest that with 7 weeks to go, we'd be better off if they just passed the budget this week and then left Jeff City for good.
I think you're right. I'm not laughing at the I'm not scoffing at that at all. I think you're absolutely right. But explain this to me, John. Why would we wait until November of 2026 to put a ballot issue on? Why not put it on this November, get people back to the polls and vote on it? If you wait a year and a half, all you're doing is empowering the lobbyists and all of the outside money to start building up a campaign again to try to fight whatever they're going to do in a year and a half.
Well, the way that ballot initiative questions come through the legislature, they're obligated to occur in a presidential election year. So they don't really have the opportunity. Yeah. So you can't call a special election for that. And so that's just not an option.
In a general election year, you mean, right?
Right.
I thought there was some other way to go around that, though, to like the wording of the question. I forget what it was, but maybe I guess I'm mistaken on that.
No, if you look back, whenever you vote on a constitutional amendment change, it's always in a general election year. It's not in a off year. You know, November of this year would not be an option. So that's something that, you know, that'll be out there and it'll be with us this session and next session. If they're dead serious on having that get to the ballot in 2026, it would pass this year. It would give certainty to the proponents of life. It would give them a full year to do what they need to do as far as raising funds and things like that is concerned. But you know, we'll see. It's interesting that you've heard, Mark, that, oh, they're doing such a great job and things are wonderful in Jeff City. And what, you know, the role that people like Bob Onder and Bill Eigel and other conservatives traditionally play over a long period of time is to decide, are we better off having bad stuff pass or nothing pass? And warriors like Bob and Bill would decide that nothing should pass because that's better than bad. Mm-hmm. And that's not the operating mentality down there so far. My guess is you're probably going to see that part of that wing, that conservative wing of the Republican Party, step up a little bit more these last 7 weeks and try to stop bad. But I'm telling you that that utility bill that passed is worse than a tax increase, and it'll dramatically change what we pay for energy on a go forward wow. basis. When we're at a point in our history where energy usage is going to skyrocket, primarily through the use of AI and the idea that we're going to be paying for projects when, in fact, you know, Ameren is a publicly traded company, could issue stock, could issue debt, could finance the projects. It's not as lucrative if they do it publicly, but instead it's going to come on the back of the ratepayers. And no one will write about it, and only a few shows like yours will even talk about it.
What a shame. It really is a shame. John, we're out of time. Thank you as usual. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, great to be with you this morning.
All right, we'll talk to you all soon. Right. John Lamping, former Missouri senator, spilling some truth here for you this morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.